Well, he's about to hit the bed, and I thought we'd just grab him before he does that. Brenton Abdullah, he zipped away straight after the last City meeting last time. Hugh Bowman won the premiership, but Brenton Abdullah did himself proud. G'day to you, Brenton.
Morning, Hoss.
Good to talk to you, mate. It's been less than a fortnight, but it's probably been good just to get away.
Yeah, I don't usually sort of get away from the racing for longer than 6 or 7 days, so it's probably the longest I've been away for a while, and it's good. I haven't ridden for a couple of weeks, and back right Saturday.
Are you one that sort of likes to be around the game?
Yeah, I get pretty bored after 3 or 4 days, usually, but it was good. It was good to get away. The body sort of, I probably went through a bit longer than usual, what I usually do, and obviously a bit of pressure and a bit of stress there, and I definitely needed the break, and feeling good now, so looking forward to the obviously the start of the season for me.
Mate, you dashed away at the end of the season for that break. Hugh Bowman winning it, mate, but you still got to be pretty satisfied with what you achieved personally over the last 12 months.
Yeah, well, at the start of the season, I set myself out for, basically 2 goals, and one was sort of try and break into the top three, and one was to ride a Group 1 winner. So I achieved both, so I've got to be happy with that. And like I said, I was pretty consistent for 11 months of the season. It's just the last month got away from me. So, look, we'll work out on this season now, set a goal, and feel what we can do.
I guess you just want to build on more Group 1s, don't you?
Yeah, that's probably the next key, just to try and stay consistent in the big races. It's obviously hard when you haven't got the number one role anywhere, and I'm just sort of freelancing around. But hopefully, I can pick up some nice horses going through the carnival and be able to get the job done in the bigger races.
You linked to Godolphin on the weekend with Trekking coming back in the Rosebud, but will you try and sort of spread yourself around like you have been doing? Is that a name that you can hopefully jag a good horse along the way, but spread yourself?
Yeah, look, I'll be doing plenty of work at all the tracks and hopefully just be able to get some opportunities for the right stables. So I've never been one to sort of obviously been based with a stable. I had a lot of support from Godolphin last season, but I think this season's going to change a bit more. James seems to be using a variety of riders and it seems to be working for him at the moment. So hopefully I can just sort of spread myself around for, some few of the stables that are giving me good support, and we can see what we can do with it.
I fully respect that you've only flown in a couple of hours ago. I don't know whether you've even seen the Rosebud Field, but Trekking comes up with Barrier 2. It's trialled and seemed to trial pretty good at Randwick. So you've just got to rely that Godolphin have got the horse right there for a first up run.
Yeah, look, he's a really nice colt. I've had a bit to do with him before and I really like him. Obviously, Minari looks probably the one to beat, and I've had a bit to do with CG Quebec, who I've always got a bit of time for. So the carnival's going to start heating up soon. You're going to start seeing these better class three-year-olds, but my boss is just to be there. I'm sure he'll run well.
Mate, I'll let you hit, as I say, the bed to have a bit of a snooze. Good to have you back, mate. I know it's only been less than a fortnight, really, since you've ridden, but we look forward to Saturday. Thanks for your time, Brenton.
Cheers, off.
Brenton Abdullah back in town and riding Trekking.